Mind Bath auf Flux FM mit Siempre. Wir haben es 15 Uhr und 11 Minuten in der Morning Show am Nachmittag, am Mittwochnachmittag. Und heute Abend findet wieder mal das Flux FM Bergfest statt hier bei uns im Keller mit gleich zwei musikalischen Top-Projekten auf der Bühne. Zum einen Lion Lion aus Nürnberg und zum anderen das Projekt von Michael Brock, das Mind Bath heißt. Und der Künstler aus Montreal, Quebec ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hello Michael, welcome Mind Bath.
Hello, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
You look happy, though. I mean, yeah. We're in the radio, so we have to describe the situation to people out there.
Yeah.
You look happy. You look relaxed.
I'm smiling just so you all know. Yeah.
And you seem relaxed, kind of. Where are you coming from today? From Canada directly, or have you been?
No, I got here from Canada yesterday.
Okay.
But yes, I'm staying for a few days in a really beautiful home, kind of by Grunewald, like outside the city.
Oh.
And there's a pool, and I'm there by myself, so I'm very relaxed. And I used to live in Berlin.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like,
but that sounds
great.
It feels
just nice to be back. Yeah.
At the Grunewald Lake with the pool, with an extra pool.
Yeah.
The lake is too crowded, right?
In the forest and
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the fact that you've lived in Berlin, because I think that the Berlin phase has been crucial for your music. I think the first demos were made here, and you invented your label's name in Berlin, but we'll talk about that a bit later. First of all, I want to say congratulations on Baby, You Can Free Your Mind. It's been out for like a month now, the album.
Yes.
How does it feel with a newborn baby?
It feels...
Is it crying a lot?
I've been drinking a lot.
Okay.
But in a good way. I just feel like I've been like holding on really tightly to something for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just out, and I don't feel anything but kind of just like openness to whatever's going to happen with it. So I've been just like really relaxed and having a good time since it came out.
Yeah. That's the thing that people say, right? When you're an artist and you put out an album, the moment where it's released, it's like the moment when it's not belonging to you anymore. It belongs to everyone.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you can do about the whole thing.
And I'm really proud of it. So
But you've taken your time to finish the whole thing.
Yes.
You were working on the details with much love. You were doing the whole thing on your own.
Yeah.
You've built up your own label. So maybe that's a good way to get to a result that you can live with forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think it was a good idea to go for your own. But you did chop the album in between, right? You were thinking about doing it with a label, but then you decided to do it on your own.
Yeah. I mean, it was half decision, half circumstance. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Every sign was telling me to do it on my own, and I wasn't having the right conversations with the right labels. So we decided to do it independently. And obviously, when you do that, there was a huge learning curve for me, because I'm just an artist.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not like I don't have all the administrative qualities that someone at a label.
You can hate capitalism, but as soon as you build up your own label, there's some rules that you have to learn that are capitalistic rules. But I mean, but at the same time, it's a good thing, because no label executive who has never done anything that has something to do with art will get all the money. You will get the money.
Yes.
Maybe it's not that much, but it's your money.
It's not that much, but it's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
Putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great album title. It's not that much, but it's mine.
Yeah. Next time.
Well, congratulations that, and congratulations on the decision to do it on your own, because I think nowadays the means of production are closer to the musician. It's easier to get a computer running and to record it on your own.
Yeah.
So why not do the rest on your own and do it really independently?
Yeah.
In an interview, you said that New York City made you sexy. Montreal made you put your head down and work like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But Berlin made you bad.
Berlin made me bad.
But Berlin was crucial for the album. We've just mentioned that.
Yes.
Because this is where you put down the first ideas, the sketches and demos.
Yes.
And you've had a folder on your record, on your computer, that's called Bedroom...
Bedroom Dubs.
Bedroom Dubs.
Yeah,
and that's the label name now.
Yeah. Yeah, so before I came to Berlin when I was like 22.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I had like a somewhat rigid life as an actor in film and TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like... I don't know. I was just like a responsible young adult with a career aspirations.
Okay. Then you moved to Berlin and it's all going down the drain.
I hate this. I hate this so much. I want to be an artist. I don't want to be an actor. Like, acting sucks. And I came here and I just like partied my dick off and like and got really into electronic music and got really into rave culture and like, you know, I was just a pop singer. So I, yeah, it just kind of incorporating all those things was, and this is where I started making music. So for sure it had a big influence on me.
I think it's a good age to come to Berlin and to look on the darker side.
Yes, and this is the first time I've been back since then. So
okay.
It's really...
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Mr.
Thank
Brock,
you.
To Berlin.
Thank
We've missed you.
Very much.
We've
missed you too.
But now you do have this beautiful mansion near the Grunewald Lake and there's a pool. I mean... It seems to work out for you here in Berlin.
Yeah.
But Montreal was a good place for you to get disciplined again.
Yeah.
That's because there's a scene for musicians, but there's no minimal techno scene.
I mean, you can party in Montreal too, trust me.
Yeah.
But it was more the winter, just, you know, the winters are rough and I knew I wanted to make a proper album, and so I had a project to put my head down on, and Montreal's pace is just way slower.
There's a crew of friends and artists that helped you out with stuff, with videos and stuff, right?
Yes.
And they're all like Montreal people.
I have my little music family there is pretty special.
Yeah. So I guess that recording the stuff on your own meant that you didn't have to rush too many things. You could concentrate on bass drum sounds for days. Sometimes that's important too. But would you want to do it again, or will you shop music the next time you've finished some compositions?
I don't want to do it like that again. No.
That's what I get a lot of time.
Especially like recording the vocals. It was nice to be able to take my time, and I think I definitely like got to create a world with the vocals out of taking all that time, but also like there wasn't really any fun in it. Like I kind of was going a little bit crazy because there's no one there to be like, oh, that was sick or anything, you know. You're just like getting in your head and having to do all the computer stuff and like, you know, it's this constant stop start. I think next time I'd want to have some like great people there and get into, you know, more of a vibe, not so by myself.
I think it's really important, or it's good to have a mirror, like a human mirror, when you're working on art.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like you haven't been around mirrors for a few months, and then you come out of the room and look into the mirror, and like, whoa, who's that guy?
Like, am I even a good singer?
He's aged. Yeah.
Exactly. You haven't eaten anything. You haven't showered.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There was so many things, I guess, with this album that were I just like had to obviously get some very personal shit, some experience, some things off my chest, and now I'm like, I don't know, I'm feeling everything more lighthearted after this.
I think it's the topics that you sing about, being a queer person, being friends with girls and boys and stuff like that, that are interesting about the record. But the sound is also interesting, and I think that's why I think it was the right decision to do it on your own, because now you have like a sound philosophy for Mindbath, you know, and you have an idea on how it has to sound or can sound.
Yeah.
So you can discuss with the upcoming producer are on a whole another level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, and just to be, I didn't produce everything myself or like anything by any means. I recorded all the vocals by myself, and I did work with like lots of other people on the record, but it was a very solitary process, most of it. Yeah.
What's the show going to be? Is it going to be a solitary process as well? Are you going to be on stage on your own? Or?
Yes. I wish. I normally perform with the craziest guitar player you'll ever see.
Yeah.
He's amazing. His name's Elijah Mansavani. But, you know, that's the other thing with being independent. Like, I got to pay for these flights.
Yeah.
You know? So I couldn't afford to bring everything. So you're getting a Mindbath karaoke set tonight.
Nice.
Mindbath karaoke is it's hot.
Yeah, I can imagine that right now already, really. And I think maybe you should think about organizing a Berlin kind of band for you, because you've lived here. You probably know some guys and girls who can play an instrument from back then.
Yeah.
And that's what many American or Canadian artists do right now. They just rehearse with a band here.
Yeah.
And as soon as they come for the European part of the tour, they'll be like, this is my Berlin band, I'll take them on the, you know?
Yeah.
Just as an idea. If you really need to play the stuff with a band, I mean, if you need this. I don't think that
I sometimes do the shows by myself too and like play I sing, play keys, and play guitar.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot to pack around with you. Yeah. And I'm going off to Belgium after this as well. So.
Okay, cool. So yeah. There's going to be another few shows in Belgium.
I'm actually kind of just vacationing in Belgium. My boyfriend is part of a Montreal collective called Moonshine. Mm-hmm. And they are doing something for Dora Festival. So
cool.
I'm just... having fun.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a nice relationship, though. Oh, I'll be on my boyfriend's show tonight, and then he's going to be on my show the day after tonight. That sounds good.
Yes.
Creative people.
Yeah.
Have always lived in Berlin. Mind Bath mit Flower Tattoo featuring Forever auf dem Plattenteller. Thank you for visiting. Hope you have a great time at tonight's show.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to Grunewald.
I will.
And you know where we are right now. So as soon as you come back to Berlin, you can visit us. We'll send you to another guy's, artist show.
Perfect.
Okay, Mind Bath mit Flower Tattoo auf Flux FM heute Abend beim Bergfest. Mehr Infos auf fluxfm.de. I like your flower tattoo. What are you hiding for?